Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
In sports, just be yourself, as long as yourself is a sports person. I mean, there's no point going to the Olympics as a wizard or something stupid.
100% passion.
Well, I hate him, but I love him, if you know what I mean.
100% banter.
Ah, could you do that, Ian?
Only if you do it first.
6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter. Women could be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn!
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson, and it's a big, 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 big show today. We're broadcasting live from the UK's first pogo stick racetrack. That's right, pogo sticks, Ian. Pogo sticks.
Pogo sticks.
they're nature's bouncy stick, aren't they?
They sure do bounce.
they're really springy
little fellas.
Oh, we all love them. We all love a pogo stick, and there's no better place to race your pogo stick than at ex-Liverpool and Finland international Sami Hupia's Pogo Stick Racing Centre. Family Hupia.
Sami Hupia's family.
Family. Yes, say it quicker. Family. Imagine there's an apostrophe between the M and the L.
Oh, okay. Sami Hupia's family. Hupia.
That's right.
I've done it.
Nailed it.
That's right. Great. Well, yeah, I must say it's great to be here.
I'm Sami Hupia and I love pogo sticks almost as much as I love leaping up at the far post and nodding in the winner for Liverpool. That's why I created Family Hupia, the UK's first pogo stick racetrack for families.
Yeah! Ian, it's a beautiful day here at Moreland's Trading Estate, home of Family Hupia.
Anthony, we all love pogo sticks,
and we
all think we're the best at pogo sticks, but we never knew how to settle the debate of who actually was the best at pogo sticks. Not until now, not until Sami Hupia came along.
But why are we here? Well, it's a funny story, actually.
Family. Yeah, I'll tell the story, Anthony.
Well, I can easily tell the story,
it's
Ian.
It's better if I tell it, trust me. So we're here at Jammy Hookier's
Family Hupia. Family Hupia.
Yeah, all of that. Because we're here because Anthony got drunk on Saturday night.
Oh,
and, yes. And at precisely 2:58 a.m., he sent a voice note to Drew Fibonacci's phone, host of Sports Horn Drive with Kitty Spink.
Sports Horn Drive with F1 racer Drew Fibonacci and Kitty Spink. That's Nigel Spink's daughter, only on Sports Horn.
Yes, okay. Little old me getting a bit tipsy of a weekend, guilty as charged.
And Anthony challenged Drew Fibonacci to a go-karting race.
I certainly did.
In fact, I have the voice note here. Drew forwarded on to everyone.
Okay, we don't need to.
No, we do.
We absolutely do.
Hang on, here we go.
You listen up here, you jumped up little sidecar prick. I'll race you. I'll race you at Phil Babb's go-kart track in Merseyside. You think you're shit hot over driving, do you? You tested F1 cars, mate. Never race them. Never race them.
Oh, Oh, dear. Oh, I've gone red as a beetroot here. So we couldn't get Phil Babb's go-kart track at short notice because Phil's having a tumble dryer delivered.
Hold on, there's another message. Well,
yeah, winner, right? Winner gets Kitty Spink!
Well, hold on, we agreed we'd leave that one out, didn't we?
Well, there's a third, pressing play.
Come on, Ian.
Sorry, listen, Drew, I have sobered up a little bit, and I want to take that back about Kitty Spink. That was misogynistic of me. She's not a trophy, obviously. She's a person. She's funny. She's clever. She's funny and clever. She's got a 2-1 in sports communication at Keele University.
But let's stop that there. We get the gist. We get the... So Drew Fibonacci, world sidecar champion and presenter of Sports on Drive, and myself, little old me, will be pogo stick racing across this 100-metre track at Sammy Hoopier's pogo stick racetrack, Family Hoopier.
Yeah!
And we can't wait, can we, Ian? It's going to be a lot of fun.
We cannot. It will be loads of fun. Oh, Anthony dear. Is here in what I have to describe as a very skimpy pair of shorts and T-shirt. Drew Fibonacci is across the way in the Sammy Hoopier Spectators Lounge Porter cabin in the overalls he wore when he competed at Le Mans 24 Hours.
Didn't finish that race, did he? Spotlessly clean overalls.
Kitty Spink is with him there, looking really funny and really clever. Ray Leopard, Millwall's finest, he's taking full advantage of the hospitality. And Angelina, who does the travel, is up above us in her helicopter.
Angelina, any travel news up there?
Hi, Tony. No travel news. Just enjoying the sight of you in those skimpy shorts and T-shirt, though, eh?
Oh, gosh. Thanks, Angelina. Oh, she's great, isn't she, Angelina?
Yeah, she does the travel.
She loves helicopters. Yeah. And I should point out that this is all for charity. We're raising money for Nibbles for the Elderly.
Nibbles for the Elderly. Giving elderly people food, but not too much food.
We don't want to eat too much.
Anthony, Nibbles for the Elderly is a charity very close to your own heart.
Oh, it is, Ian. It is. My granddad died of too much food. I don't mind telling you about it. He asked for a child's portion in a beefeater pub. They messed up the order and gave him an adult size.
Jeez.
And he just kept eating. He just kept eating, Ian.
That's terrible. It haunts you, doesn't it?
I'll never forget him sticking the fork into that fifth roast potato.
Why give him five? I mean, for goodness sake.
Five is far too much if you're over 80.
So, why not take the plate away from him?
I know. And they won't.
It's a policy they have.
So just to show how much we care here at Sportshorn, here is what we're going to do. The winner of the pogo stick race between me and Drew Fibonacci gets the honour, the incredible honour, of hosting 150 elderly people from the surrounding area at their home tomorrow for a table of God's own nibbles.
Gosh, that's very generous. Are these elderly people all in a specific care home?
No, they're scattered around. We'll just stand outside the front door with a megaphone and shout nibbles until 150 arrive. That is how you bring the elderly in. And they will be the finest nibbles, I don't mind telling you, Ian, donated by some very famous sporting personalities indeed. Let's hear the full list, the list of generous donors.
Nibbles! I'm Tour de France winner Chris Froome, and I'll be donating some cheese straws for Nibbles for the Elderly.
Lucy Bronze here. I've sent 157 pork pies, one for each of them, and 7 spare in case someone drops theirs or something.
Kevin Sinfield, loose forward, giving 5 bags of dried apricots for Nibbles for the Elderly.
Snooker world champion Luca Purcell, I've made some trifle, which I'm going to put in plastic cups for the old folk.
John Hudson here, sending over a massive watermelon for the guide dogs.
Old people.
Nibbles!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
Thank you very much to our Sports On stars. Just 15 minutes until the big race with Drew Fibonacci starts. Remember, it doesn't matter who wins. It's all a bit of fun and it's all raising money for that incredible charity. But first, let's go to the news with Taj.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. How do you like your Ian's in the morning?
Runny.
And we're out. Oh, God. Christ, I want to beat that fucker.
Yeah.
I really want to beat that fucker.
Sure.
Look at him there in the Sammy Hoopier spectators lounge porter cabin, like he fucking owns the place. Look
yeah,
at him.
Yeah.
You see
I'm
him?
Looking at him, yeah. It's going to be a tough battle, mate. I'm not going to lie. Why would I lie? I tell you, he's got motor racers quads.
Yeah?
Yeah. They have really strong legs, the race car men. What with all the G-force?
Yeah, but I can twist, you know, you've got to put your hands on the handlebars.
Motor racers quads. Wow. I mean, worryingly for you, he's got perfect legs for pogo sticking.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah. Tell you what, though, it was good to speak to Angelina, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Don't think we've chatted with her before.
Yeah, she does the travel.
She likes helicopters.
That's how she does the travel. Listen, Ian, I can't win this race. I can't. I can't host 150 elderly people. I've got a one-bedroom flat. I haven't got enough chairs.
Well, how about you just lose, then?
Lose? I'm not going to lose to Drew fucking Fibonacci, Ian.
Good, because you're a winner. That's what you are. Anyone who deliberately loses, unless it's a Carabao Cup game ahead of a weekend fixture that actually matters, anyone who deliberately loses makes me physically sick.
I can't lose. Kitty Spink's watching. Nigel Spink's daughter.
Well, they are engaged, mate.
Yeah, they're engaged. They're not married, Ian. They're not married. All right, until the final whistle's blown, there's a chance. Yep. We're in stoppage time here, and I'm bringing my keeper up for a corner.
Yeah.
All right, you're talking about losing.
Yes.
I'm talking about winning.
That's it. That's the winning mentality I swore by in my own career. Look, I didn't win LDV Vans Trophy Most Improved Player 3 years in a row on talent alone. I didn't have any talent.
How about you host the elderly people at your house? You know, as a favour. You got a bigger house.
Oh, fuck that. Honestly, mate, absolutely fuck that.
Please, mate, as a favour, what if I win the pogo race and then Kitty wants to move in with me because she's not married and then she'll annul the... And then I... Because...
Mate, look, I'd love to. I'd love to. I really would. But I'm babysitting Steve Bold tomorrow.
You're babysitting Boldy?
I am, yes. He has his bath. And then it's jigsaws. Then we watch his YouTube DIY playlist. And then it's drawing and Lego after lunch.
I could look after Boldy. If Kitty could delay the move by a day, I can look after Boldy.
All right, well, does your flat have a power shower?
It does, yeah.
Extendable hose?
It's got good reach, yeah, about as far as a petrol pump at an Esso station.
Go on, then. It's a deal. You babysit Baldy, I'll host the elderly, but don't make the jigsaws too hard, OK? 24 pieces maximum.
We're back on, Ian. We're back on. Thank you.
Bonjour, tout le monde. Didier Zocora ici. Salut. I remember, je m'en souviens, Ian Five Ankles took me on a lovely afternoon to the Sherlock Holmes Museum at Baker Street in London. Thank you, Ian.
Elementary, my dear Five Ankles.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. We're here at Family Hoppy, yeah?
Yeah!
Sammy Hoopier's Pogo Stick Racetrack. I'll be racing Sports On Drive's Drew Fibonacci in just a few minutes' time. And keep your thoughts coming in to 75358. Bobby from Blackpool says, go on, Anthony, you can do it. Ah, cheers, Bobby. Thank you. Flav from Dartmouth says, Team Anthony all the way. Oh, that's nice. And Tracy from Leinster says, you can beat that greasy Scottish prick. Oh, can we say that? Can we say he's a greasy prick?
We can, Anthony. It's men's health, it's men's matters, it's men's hygiene, even though Tracy is a woman. Yeah, all good stuff. Shall we read out some of the tech supporting Drew?
Let's crack on. On the line is a very special person who loves jumping around, and we had to have him on the show today. Let's not beat about the bush. Jumping around is what pogo sticking is all about. Former Republic of Ireland striker Robbie Keane is speaking from his home in Dublin. Robbie, you're on the line now, and it's a pleasure to talk to you. You love leaping about.
I love leaping about, it's true, yes. God, I love leaping about. Every time
time I scored a goal. You remember I did this gymnastics routine.
Well, it wasn't a gymnastics routine, Robbie, was it? You did a bit of a cartwheel, a forward roll, and then pretended to play a drum kit.
I thought it was finger guns. I was firing finger guns at the end of it, I'm sure of it.
It looked like playing a drum kit to me, but you know best.
Maybe it was a drum kit I was playing there at the end.
Okay.
Do you think I could have been firing the guns at the drum kit?
No idea.
Anyway, it was a gymnastics routine for certain. That's important. And my leaping about didn't end there, I tell you. I did star jumps, trampolining on the days off. Like, oh, I love leaping. Jesus, do I love leaping. After a game at Spurs, if we won, we had a space hopper in the change room after the game. And after the game, if we won, I'd be straight on that space hopper and hopping out amongst the lads, and they sang songs and cheered. Ah, those were the days. Those were the days. Do you know what? Do you know what? I would swap anything for just to have those days again. Me and Jermaine Defoe and Aaron Lennon. Space hopping around the place. Do you know what the elixir of lifeblood is, Ian?
Sorry, mate, the line's gone a bit weird.
The elixir of lifeblood?
Yeah, I thought that's what you said.
Have you seen that rich guy in America, the CEO? Do you know him?
I don't know him off the top of my head.
Oh, come on, you know him. The CEO in America who's finding the elixir of lifeblood.
I don't know him.
You know him. Charles somebody. The man who injects his own son's blood into himself to get younger. Do you think that works, Ian?
I don't know, Robbie.
I'd do that. I'd inject myself with my kid's blood just to go space hopping again.
Well, what about pogo sticking, Robbie? That's what we're here for today. It's the pogo sticks we're really on about.
Jermaine Defoe never aged. Never aged. I dreamed about him again last night. I reached out to him and I said, how do you do it, Jermaine? But he just started playing a flute with his nose and then levitated off into the distance.
You're not that old, Robbie. You're what, mid-40s?
Hey, Robert! Nibbles!
Oh, gotta run, lads. That's for dinner.
Thank you, Robbie.
Dinner is 7:45 a.m.
7:45 a.m. It's time for Angelina with the travel. Angelina.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show on Sports Horn. Your horn all morn.
Next week, Family Sylvester. You've never heard of them, but they have 7 billion views on TikTok. And they're bouncing on down to Family Hoppier.
Yeah! I'm Old Funny Hair, the dad from Family Sylvester. Let's dance.
And we are out. Drew's fucking looking at me. Look
yeah.
at him.
Yeah.
Look at him looking at me.
I can see.
You see him?
Yeah.
Fucking looking at me all throughout that bit.
Yeah.
The fuck does he think he is? What a pretty... Fuck you, mate.
But,
so
yeah.
fucking looking
Anthony,
at me.
Anthony, be careful. Be...
Fuck you, Anthony, mate. Fuck you.
Anthony, what are you doing? He can read your lips.
Not when I put my hand in front of my mouth, he can't. Fuck you, mate. Fuck you, Drew Fibonacci, you fucker. You fucker. Fuck you, you fucker.
Hey, Anthony.
Hello? Oh, hello? Who's that?
It's Angelina. Just wanted to say, I hope you beat that douchebag.
Oh, thanks, Angelina.
Okay, see ya.
Yeah, see ya. That was Angelina, Anthony.
She does the travel.
She likes helicopters. Look, you want to beat Drew Fibonacci?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah, of course I do.
So how much do you want to?
A lot.
Oh, come on, mate. You can do better than that.
A bloody lot.
Come here. Come close to me. I can help you. Put your hand over my mouth so Drew Fibonacci can't lip-read me.
Well, can't you put your own hand over your own mouth, Ian?
I thought you wanted this!
Well, I do want this. All right, Ian, I'm putting my hand over your mouth, but now I can't put my hand over my mouth.
Listen, you remember my mate Kevin Gallagher?
Yeah, used to play for Blackburn Rovers and Scotland.
9 goals for Scotland. He does not miss.
Well, in 50-odd appearances, but I'll take your point.
The Scottish assassin. Listen, he owes me a favour. Here, take this mobile phone.
Okay.
Right, speak into it.
Hello?
Scottish assassin, reporting for duty.
Oh, Jesus. Kevin Gallagher, where are you, mate?
I'm in a bush at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock?
Behind you.
Oh, right. Oh, cheers, Ian.
Do not turn around. You listen to me, son. I was always a step ahead for Blackburn and Coventry City. I pushed the game to its limits.
You did all right. Top player.
World class.
Not world class.
I've lived my life on the edge. I'm a winner. And I'm helping you beat that bastard, Drew Fibonacci. Always thought he was a smug one. Turned my radio off during drive time. I put on 5 Live instead. Though, not if Tony lives his off. Then I'll switch to Magic FM.
Yeah, hurry up, Kevin. We've got 1 minute until the break ends and the race starts.
I fixed his pogo stick.
You fixed it?
Aye, I fixed it. Don't use the red one. Use the blue. You hear me? Very important. Use the blue. I've given you a wee advantage.
Sorry, you fixed it.
Hey, he's got no chance.
What have you done to it?
I fixed it. Good and proper.
What have you done to it, Kevin?
I put a bomb on it.
You what?
Oh, calm down.
Calm down? It's a bomb. Kevin, it's a bomb.
It's just a wee one. Drew won't be finishing that race in a hurry.
Oh, my God, are you mental?
You want to win, don't you, Anthony?
Yeah.
Yeah, Anthony, do you not want Kitty back? Don't you want to host 150 elderly? elderly people for nubbles.
Well, actually, I'm hosting them because Anthony doesn't have enough chairs.
Kevin!
Use the blue!
He's gone! He's gone. Jesus, Ian! What the fuck? We gotta stop this!
You said it was stoppage time in your battle with Fibonacci for Kitty Spink. So what are you gonna do?
Not like this! Not like this! This is fucking terrorism! We're back. I'm taking my hand away from your mouth, Ian. Your moustache is really tickly.
Yeah.
Supporting Nibbles for the elderly.
Nibbles!
Oh my God, he's walking towards. Welcome back. We are seconds away from a 100 metre pogo stick dash between myself and Sports Horn Drive presenter.
And F1 racer.
And F1 racer, Drew Fibonacci, who is... striding purposefully to the start line where await two pogo sticks, one blue, one red, and he's standing by the red one. Oh, there is no time to stop, so whoever wins this takes eternal bragging rights, has the honour of welcoming 150 elderly people into their home.
Into my home.
You've got this.
Thank you, Angelina, and I'm sorry, I can't do this. Drew! Hey, Drew! Yeah, not that one, mate. You take the blue one.
What? No. No, Anthony.
You take the blue one, mate. Honestly, please take the blue one, Drew.
Anthony, why are you doing this?
I couldn't do it, Ian. I can't do it, not even to Drew Fibonacci. Here you go, take the microphone. I'm off to meet my destiny.
Well, let me say this, Anthony. Good luck. Oh, my God. So, Anthony walks up to his pogo stick. He's nervous, I'm not going to lie. Why would I lie? Why would I take the microphone and spout lies? Nobody benefits from that. And here is Sammy Hupia to fire the starter's pistol. Wonderful to see him here. He's standing on the roof of the spectator's porter cabin. There's absolute silence. There's deathly silence, you might say. Oh, Jesus. Anthony, it was nice to know you. Here we go. 3, 2, 1... Anthony has gone skywards. He's absolutely flying. Oh, my God. He's been propelled 50 feet in the air. And he's coming down again. He's coming down. He's landed on the finish line. He's won. Anthony Richardson has beaten Drew Fibonacci in the Family Hoppy Yeah Pogo Stick Dash.
Yeah.
I'm running towards him. Anthony. Anthony, open your eyes.
Oh. Am I in heaven?
Even better, you're with me.
Well done, Anthony.
Thanks, Angelina. That's nice of her.
She does the travel.
She likes helicopters. Did Kitty see?
Yes, she did see. I don't think it's made any difference.
Injury time winner, Ian. I leapt up for a corner, and I scored an injury time winner. I'm going to have a bit of a sleep now, if that's all right with you.
You sleep, little Anthony. You sleep. The time is 7:56. You're listening to Sports Horn. Let's play Wide Awake with Nathan Blake.
Wide Awake with Nathan Blake.
Wide Awake with Nathan Blake. Every Monday on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.